Hello and welcome to Muscle Mindset. This is a popular topic. People are tired. They want to leave their jobs. They want to start a business. They want to do the things, and I'm going to help you do all of that. I'm passionate about it, and I believe that we have the power to exceed and excel at anything we do. And that's why I created this podcast, is because, and that's why it's called Muscle Mindset, because if you forge a mindset that is strong and full of muscle, you can do anything, baby. I'm telling you that right now. Our mind is our most powerful resource. And just like you spend time on anything, getting better at your craft, going to the gym, eating right, drinking water, whatever it is, you should be spending time on your mind. You got to flex it. You got to work that mindset. And I'm here to help you, because our thoughts create things. Our thoughts create our reality. And that's just the truth. And whether you believe it or not, it's true. If you don't believe it, it doesn't make it not true. It just means you're not optimistic, or you don't feel like you're more of a fixed mindset person versus a growth mindset person. And this is podcast for those that are growth mindset, obviously. It's personal development, baby. So before we get started, hit the follow button and please share it with someone that you think could really benefit from this, because we're growing, baby. We're going to do some big things, and I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it. So thank you so much. So this podcast is about leaving your job. It's about starting a business or a side hustle. I've done it all. And I almost gave up. I almost stopped several times. But I'm not going to. I'm going to keep pushing, because things are happening. And they have been happening. And then you get punched in the face. Then you have to get back up. And then you have to keep going. You just have to keep going. And if you keep going, you're going to get there. You just can't stop. Anything is doable. You just have to keep going. That's like the key. Consistency. Say consistency is king. There's a reason. Being consistent is king. And I know that once you get there, you're going to be like, wow, I did this. You're going to feel really good. And you're going to be proud you didn't give up. So let me give you some advice. This episode, we're going to talk about, if you're wanting to quit your job, you want to start a business, it starts right now. It starts right this second. And I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to give you a few stories. And it's going to help you. It's going to help you, because how I got into this position, I posted a TikTok about it, and someone asked, how are you surviving financially? And it's because I've been planning for this moment for a while, right? I've been preparing, and that's part of the process. So you can take a risk and just do it, but you can also take a calculated risk that's less risky and prepare for it. You don't have to go crazy and go all in. There's a lot of people like, just do it. Like, and you can, and guess what? You'll survive. You're not going to die. It's not going to kill you. But you, if you're a little scared, you can do it in a non-scary way. And I want to talk about that, because people don't really talk about that. People are just really extreme. You don't have to be extreme. You can, but you don't have to. So I'm going to tell you how I prepared for this, why you should start to think about it now if it's something that you see in your future. And I'm going to give you some good insight. So once again, hit that follow button. Thanks for showing up. And why don't we kick this episode off? Welcome to Muscle Mindset, a podcast designed to help you grow and be your best self. If you want to level up personally, professionally, or grow your business, this is the space for you. My only ask is that you give this podcast a follow and share it with someone who needs it. Thank you so much. And now let's flex, baby. Okay, welcome back. I'm excited that you hit that follow button for me. But anyways, I broke this down into five areas, if you will. These areas are important, and I want you to maybe write these areas down. Get out a piece of paper, notebook, journal, whatever you want to call it, or I guess whatever it is, and write down these areas. And what I would do is start with rating them on the level of importance from a 1 to a 10. Because only you can evaluate this. 10 being you feel great, 1 feeling not so much. I'm going to preface it with a little story. So I'm going to timeline everything out for you, for me. So the skills I've learned post-college, so I have an education in kinesiology, exercise science from Kansas State University, and I graduated in 2009, December. Then I got a job as a personal trainer and doing some weight management research for a medical center. I did all that for, 4 years. And what it did is it made me become an expert in exercise, an expert in nutrition and human physiology and the body. Because I learned all that in school and then I got to apply it in the work environment, right? So personal training obviously is more of exercise and recovery. I was certified by the American College of Sports Medicine, and working for the university, I did more diet and I got to work with dietitians and we did exercise testing, VO2 max, DEXA scans, body compositions, things like that. So this is how I'm building up my skills. And I'm prefacing all of this with the how you become an expert, how you become knowledgeable in a field is on hand work experience, right? So then I moved into 2014. So 2010 to 2014, I started a job in sales in the wellness space as well. So it was very connected. So I started selling a product that was a wellness product. And now I'm learning, I'm adding different skills to my tool belt. So in 2014, I started selling and ups and downs. So sales is a roller coaster. You learn about rejection. You learn about all these things that are, life skills, if you will. I'm a big proponent of sales. And if you don't know how to sell or you think sales is pushy, you're just doing it wrong. So that's the truth. Sales is problem solving. It's not pushy. It's not gross. It's solving someone's problem and then, urging them to go forward with it, which is the hardest part. But anyways, so I did that and I did really well, became one of our top sellers. And then I moved into leadership. So then in 2017, I taught people how to sell, same company, same wellness product. And now I'm teaching them, which is making them better, but making me better. If you can teach it, you learn a lot more. I actually just read this book that talked about that. It's called the coach effect, the teacher effect, if you will. So I started teaching salespeople and experienced a lot of success doing that. Helped a lot of people make a lot of money, grow in their career, grow personally, grow professionally. Really lit me up. I love leadership. And I did that for several more years. Started out in 2017 and was promoted in 2022. To a higher level position as director and built out a business unit. So I've learned a lot in the sales roles and marketing. And while I'm doing this, I started blogging, I started social media and podcasting. So while I'm working this full-time job, I'm doing this stuff on the side. So I'm like dipping my toes in the water, right? I'm trying out certain things because I know long-term I want to own my own business. I want to run my own business. So you kind of like experiment with what you like, what you don't like, and you just kind of figure it out, okay? So kept growing. And then while I'm doing this, I'm paying off my debt. I've paid it all off. I've saved a lot. I've invested a lot. I put money away. I think it's people need to understand that they have to pay themselves for the future. If you pay yourself for the future, it gives you freedom, gives you a lot more freedom. So with all that said, after, 9 years of this hard work, it's a whole process. 9 years prepared me for the moments. 9 years, think about that. Doesn't have to take 9 years. I probably could have done it sooner, but there's that fear, right? When you get in a comfortable position, when you have this, you're making a lot of money and it's easy. I lost my fire though. Like I was like, you could tell I wasn't the same because I just wasn't into it. And I knew I was meant for more. So 2023 of May, I left and, kind of took the summer off. And when I left, I was very financially stable. Still am, but I prepared for it for years. So the question that I got on my TikTok about like how do I making it financially, it's because I've invested for years to do this. I paid off my debt. I'm very financially, I learned throughout these years. And you know me, if you know me, you know I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with reading and learning and growing and developing. So I've learned the language of money. I've learned how to invest. I've learned how to do all these things. So that's how I was able to leave and not do anything. So then I started to like just experiment. Like, this is my opportunity to do what I like. And it's all coming together, but I'm like 10 months in. And it took a lot of experiment, even though I've been experimenting before. But I wanted to share that story so you understand my timeline. And you understand that I'm valid to give this advice, because I've been there, I've done that. I've experienced success, I've experienced failure, and I want to share these stories with you to help you. So let me break it down into the five components I want you to evaluate. I told you at the beginning that write these five areas down and start with 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do they rank? So the first one is finances. How are your finances? Sorry, I had to take a drink of coffee. How are your finances? 1 to 10. That's going to tell, these are going to tell you too where you're at in this entire process, because then you know where you need to like, okay, I don't have this, so I need to work on it. And we'll talk about that at the end. So finances, where are they at? 1 to 10. If you didn't have a job tomorrow, how would you be? And if it's not good, shit, you got work to do, right? You have to do something. You have to pay off your debt. You have to save. You have to find a way. I'm sorry, you have to take control. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, there's plenty of ways to make money. There's plenty of things you have to sacrifice. I sacrificed so much time to get to where I'm at. So much time. When I was in my sales role, man, I worked 7 days a week. You ask people, when I was in my prime there, remember I lost my fire a little bit, but and then I dialed it back, but was that my prime there? I was up at 5 crushing weights, closing sales. I was up till 10. I was texting team members. I was always available. It's also how burnout happens. But I did it because I knew I could and I wanted to get ahead quickly. And I consider that, you know, leaving my corporate job and starting a business by the age of 36, I think that was pretty good, right? But it's not about timelines. So finances, get yourself ahead. That's number one, because that's probably the biggest thing that holds people back, right? Is the financial situation, let's be real. Okay, so number one. Number two, skills. What are your skills? If you're starting a business, I don't care what business it is, you have to know how to sell and you have to know how to market. You have to. You can't just be like, I love this and expect it to be successful. You know how to have to know how to sell people. You have to know how to market yourself. If you don't, you need to learn. And you need to lose what you think about sales. You need to lose what you think about it. It is a must. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be a salesperson. That's it. You have to, you have to, you have to. That is not a question. And I'm telling you right now, I've done it for 10 years. That has made my confidence on doing this 10. Do I have my moments? Yes. Do I have my setbacks? Yes. Do I have my doubt? Yes. But my confidence in my ability to sell is so high, I know I will be fine. And you know what? Plan B, which I don't have, but I know I can always go sell some shit. I know I can find a sales job tomorrow. Learn your skills and what you're good at and triple down on it. But if you want to start a business, you have to know how to sell. You have to know how to market. You have to know how to message correctly. Otherwise, you're not going to sell shit. You're not going to have a business. That's number two. Evaluate your skills. 1 to 10. What is it? Write them down. Number three, what's the plan? What's the product? This has been probably the hardest part for me, the hardest, because I like a lot of things and I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. It's like that entrepreneur mind. We just can't stop. I've had too many ideas, but what is your plan? What is your idea? And get it together. Like, some people know. I think my biggest challenge has been, I don't know. You know, when I left my job, I had a sales course ready to train. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this. I want to try something else. And I'm really into wellness. I look the part. I live the part. I breathe it. I know all my shit. And So it's like, you know, it's just this thing where you're just like, I don't know. So you need to plan it out to find out what product you're going to sell or start your business with and go from there. Write it down, play around with it a little bit, but have a plan. If your financial situation number one is a 10, you might not need a plan. You know, I didn't have a plan because I was in a good financial position. So I just kind of like, let's figure this out. So that's number three. Number four, do some research. This always helps, a little market research. See what else is being out there. Who else is doing what? What products are out there for sale that's close to your niche, that's close to what you're doing? And do a little digging. Do a little research on it. A little research goes a long way. But I'll tell you, I've listened to and read a shit ton of books, a lot of books. And it's crazy what people make really profitable businesses off of. It's things you wouldn't even think about. So there's probably a niche for most things, but I would still do some research. Look around, see what's selling, see what costs, see what, you know, how much it costs to make it and what your profit is. Like, you need to know all those things. And then this is the last one, which is really important. And this is something I've been doing for years, which is funny because once I left my job, you would think I would have more of a clear vision of what I wanted. And I had an idea, but it wasn't really defined. It didn't become really clear until I dabbled in it a little bit more. But number five is experiment. Do some trial and error. If you're not ready to leave your job, start a side hustle and kind of like dabble in what you like, right? You need to experiment a little bit. If you don't, you won't know if you don't try. So you have to start trying stuff. Reminds me of my guy, Gary Vee. He goes, he talks about just trying shit. You have to try shit to know if you like it. So the last thing, experiment with it. And remember this, sometimes you may love something. It doesn't mean it's your business. Let me elaborate. I love fitness. I love to work out. It's part of my tranquility and my mental health and my physical health and my peace in my life. It's just part of Sam and I love it. I do not like training. I don't want to be a trainer. I do not want to be a trainer. I've done it. I don't want to do it because I love it so much. I don't want to lose my love for it by making it my job. I don't love it to do it in that capacity. So think about that as well. You may have a hobby that you love. It may not be your business and that's okay. So just take that food for thought. Because I've experienced that as well. And once again, if you experiment a little bit, you may find that you might not like it too. So this was my list and I'm really fired up with this podcast. I hope you found a lot of value in it. Just to recap, get your notebook out, write this down. This is part of your plan. Number one, finance. Two, skills. Three, your plan or your product. Four, do a little research. Five, experiment. And just know this, if you try it once or twice, that's not enough. You have to think of something that you can do for a long time. And, you know, don't stop when you're getting a little momentum. Keep going. Keep going. Like, once you get that hard part and you push past it, that's where the magic is. The magic doesn't happen before the hard part. The magic happens after the hard part. The magic happens after the hard part. Remember that. So, thanks for tuning in. Please hit that follow button. Please share. I'm here to support you. This podcast is blowing up. I'm getting more and more followers and subscribers every day. And I'm really excited because I want to help a lot of people. And you can help me help a lot of people if you share, if you follow, if you do all those things. And I appreciate you. And I'm here to help you grow. That's what I'm really passionate about. So thank you so very much for tuning in to Muscle Mindset, baby. And, you know, we're in this together. I know it's a lonely path. Entrepreneurship, self-development, growth, so lonely, but it doesn't have to be. We can do this together. So I appreciate you and have a beautiful day.